Welcome in to Family Devotions with Religionless Christianity. I'm so grateful that you're here. I'm happy that you're joining me. No Nikki today. I'll be flying solo, but that's all right. We're going to continue our walk through the book of Genesis, today discussing Genesis 11. Now, here in Genesis 11, we come to the Tower of Babel. And while not as much of a turning point in human history as the flood, it is a major turning point nonetheless. Genesis chapter 11 sees the whole earth gathered together under the assumed leadership of Nimrod. The purpose for this gathering is an unholy one. Nimrod, in an effort to make his glory known, seeks to build a tower to heaven. This tower, we can assume, in this gathering is so great that it led God to come down and see what was taking place. And here we see the great turning point, verses 7 and 8. It says, "Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they will not understand one another's language." So Yahweh scattered them from there over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city. An interesting note to make here is in verse 7, where God says, "Let us go down." Who is God speaking to here? Could this be an indication of the Trinity? In the same vein as Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, where God says, "Let us make man in our image"? Maybe. Interesting either way. Now, many reading Genesis 11 may be led to focus mainly on the Tower of Babel narrative, and it makes sense. The rest of Genesis 11 after this narrative is two family lineages, this time the lineage of Shem and Terah. Ah, but we, brothers and sisters, are more astute than the average, and we know better than to overlook these lineages. If it's in Scripture, we know it's important and not to be overlooked. Well, here it is no different, and that is what I want to focus on. Here among these family lines, we are introduced for the first time to the great patriarch of our faith, Abram. Abram, the son of Terah, brother of Nahor and Haran, husband of Sarai. Abram, who by leading from his father, moves from their apparent homeland of Ur, which is in Mesopotamia, heading towards Canaan, the eventual promised land, but ultimately settling in Haran. And while the Tower of Babel is important in the history of humanity, the life of Abram is much more so. While at Babel, God separated the peoples, confused the languages, and brought disunity. Through Abram, as we will see, God begins the process of reunifying his people. Not through national identity or language, not for the purpose of making ourselves great, but through faith that is accounted as righteousness, for the purpose of making his name great in the earth. Through Abram's line, which ultimately will culminate in Christ the Lord, we become one nation again, whose king is the Lord. We become one nation in spirit rather than race or any other outward identifier. We live today under the scattering of the nations that occurred at Babel. But if we have placed our faith in Jesus Christ, this scattering is just physical and outward. Those whose faith is in Christ have been unified in spirit. We're brothers and sisters, kinsmen, united in spirit. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28 reminds us, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is no male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." So if you have trusted and repented, then praise God, we are united in spirit. If you have yet to do so, don't wait. Come join the family today. Jesus stands ready to forgive and receive all who confess and believe. And I'll end today with a prayer from our Scottish Psalter of 1595, praying today from Psalm chapter 117. O good Lord, unto whom appertains all glory and magnificence, grant unto us that by the preaching of thy holy evangel, thou mayest be acknowledged throughout the whole earth, so that all nations may have a perfect feeling of thy mercies, and thy faithfulness may be more and more manifested. Through Christ Jesus thy Son. Amen.